His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A Sunday morning temperature of minus 14 degrees recorded in Dutchess County shattered the previously set record low, according to the National Weather Service in Albany. The previous record low temperature for January 7th was 0 degrees. That was set in 1970. A cold Arctic air mass moved over the region, but the high pressure center will move off the eastern seaboard. Milder air should move in for this week. Those cold temperatures that set records were throughout the Northeast on Sunday morning. In a story by Bridget Ruthman this weekend in the Republican American, Norfolk's former assistant town clerk will serve no prison time after admitting in Torrington Superior Court on Friday that she stole about $69,000 from an elderly woman in her care. Terry Yard, 57, received a suspended prison term under a plea agreement to avoid trial. She agreed to pay $69,000 in restitution to the woman's family. Yard told the judge she understood she was giving up her right to a trial. She also agreed not to work as a caregiver during the 5 years of probation that will be part of a suspended 8-year prison term imposed March 16th. Though Yard no longer has a title at Norfolk Town Hall, she's still employed as a part-time secretary working 4 days a week. She performs filing and cleaning chores, according to First Selectman Matthew Riska. The Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education has voted to join the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. Folks, the parents group, agreed to pay half the membership cost, which is about $144. In voting for the appropriation, member James March said it's a bargain at this stage of the game. Chairman Patricia McCare said the association will help boards review their policies, which could be beneficial. That would involve an additional cost of $1,700. No decision on that was made. March said he has had some issues with that service. Cornwall resident Eileen Fielding has been named the new executive director of Audubon Sharon, replacing Sean Grace, who resigned to become president of Hawk Mountain Sanctuary in Pennsylvania. As a longtime resident of New England, Fielding has both a personal attachment to and a passion for wildlife, conservation, and landscape of the region. With more than 20 years of experience working in the nonprofit field, she brings a wealth of knowledge to Audubon. Her career runs the gamut from strategic planning and staff management to engaging in hands-on field work. Salisbury Bank and Trust announces that Allison Romeo recently joined the bank as Assistant Vice President, Customer Support, and Electronic Service Manager. She most recently worked at Adams Community Bank as an AVP Customer Care Manager. She also has experience at Lenox National Bank working in their Data Processing Manager. She holds a Bachelor's in Psychology degree from Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, currently residing in Lee, Massachusetts. The community suppers continue on Monday, serving from 5 until 6 p.m., that is tonight, a free meal prepared by some of the finest chefs in the Berkshires. It's free, no reservations are required. It's co-sponsored by Greylock Federal Credit Union, Greylock Insurance Agency, and Berkshire South Regional Community Center. The Region 1 Board of Education meeting tonight will be held at 6:30 at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. Also coming up tonight in Falls Village, the Board of Finance holding a special meeting at 6:20, 10 minutes before the start of its regular meeting. The purpose will be to name replacement to the board for the seat previously held by Henry Todd. He was elected first selectman in November. And, of course, there will be the Board of Selectmen's meeting after that. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association presents Final Wishes on Tuesday, tomorrow, from 3 till 4 p.m. at the Warren Library in Warren, Connecticut. To register, 860-435-0816. There is no charge to attend. Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry will be opening an experimental evening pantry on Tuesday evening from 5 till 6 p.m. beginning this Tuesday at Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue. It's for residents from Canyon Falls Village in Norfolk who are unable to come to the Wednesday morning shop. It's being done on a trial basis until it can be determined if there'll be enough interest and support to keep it going. Sign-up sheets will be available in the lobby of the Pilgrim House on Tuesday at 5 p.m. If you've ever wanted to travel back in time, Redick Public Library invites you back to the 80s in the second of their series exploring recent history via photos, video clips, news headlines, trivia, and reminiscence. It's at 12:15 Wednesday at the Red Hook Community Center. You're encouraged to bring photos, garments, and other memorabilia of the area. They'll discuss everything from Back to the Future, Star Wars, and E.T. to the eruption of Mount St. Helens and the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's free, and it's open to the public. Coming up on Thursday at the Scoville Library, a special presentation, World Around Us series, Is the Moon Still There When Nobody Looks? An introduction to quantum physics presented by Matthew Dady, Director of Physics Program at Bard College. The Board of Finance in Salisbury will hold a meeting on January 11th at 7:30 to approve the October 5th regular meeting and December 4th special meeting and to receive a review of the town audit report, the auditor's report, and to act on its presentation, to receive reports from the tax collector, Board of Education, and the Board of Selectmen. On the 13th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire-grown Winter's Farmers Market, locally grown and produced foods, vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more, 10 till 2 on the 13th. The Scoville Library, the SML Book Group on the 13th at 2 o'clock, another Brooklyn by Jacqueline Woodson, led by Claudia Kane. Berkshire Botanical Garden's annual winter lecture marks its 21st year with an illustrated talk, The New Shade Garden, Creating Lush Oasis in the Age of Climate Change, presented by celebrated lecturer, photographer, and author Ken Drews. The event will be held Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. at the Lenox Memorial High School, East Street in Lenox. Tickets for the lecture for the general public, $45, $35 for members of the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Discounted tickets available for groups of six or more if purchased together. More information is available at berkshirebotanical.org. Beginning on the 13th, Audubon Sharon will be hosting free bird and wildlife ID workshops from 4 o'clock every Saturday afternoon, led by environmental educator Zach Adams. Each program will be an indoor one-hour-long workshop. Each week will focus on different suites of birds, beginning with ducks. The schedule is waterfowl on January 13th, January 20th, sparrows, January 27th, warblers, and February 3rd, shorebirds. For more information, contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 108. January 13th, Chatham Bookstore award-winning TV news producer Jeffrey Diamond presents his second novel, Live to Tape. A conversation and question and answer will follow, a brief reading that runs from 5 till 7. On the 13th in South Egremont, Into the Woods winter fundraiser, the team who brought you Spring Awakening at the Barn at the Egremont Village Inn will present an evening of theater, drinking, food, and frivolity with a concert version of Stephen Sondheim's classic at 7:30 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 25,295.87, the NASDAQ at 7136.56, and the S&P 500 at 2743.15. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.